It's the first episode of 2018. Hope everybody's having a great year so far. We're ready to get back in the swing of things.
Happy New Year! Just to give a little update on some of our Artists of the Weeks from 2017 podcast episodes, we have Carly Pierce, who we've talked about has her new single, Hide the Wine, but she just released a video and it's super sassy. Mm-hmm. It debuted on CMT this past week. Russell Dickerson currently has the number one song in country music with Yours, which he wrote 4 years ago this week.
So cool because it like matched up. It was like 4 years ago we wrote this. Oh, hey, it went number one. Like, I love it. I love a good like full circle story.
God was looking out for them. And then Luke Combs, he's teasing a new song, posting lyrics on his Facebook, and a new album, posting stories on his Insta and Snapchat. So
yeah, hopefully I saw something it's called new. Like Beer Can't Break Your Heart or something. Like, it's something around that.
Ooh, you got more information than I do.
Well, I just like to look at his Twitter. Keep up. So, I think it's hopefully about that like, beer doesn't break your heart, but a girl.
Well, hopefully after this next single vanishes, we'll get
vanishes.
That.
Vanishes.
It's not my favorite.
Wow. That's rude. Okay. Matthew has been doing some research about all the new tours that are coming in 2018.
I sure have. So I just picked some of the big tours.
Because everybody's been announcing in like the past week or so. It's been a lot of information.
It's overwhelming when I went to try to research this. Too many tours. So many people are doubling up on tours. It gets confusing. Sugarland announced a 48-city tour. Their comeback. Still the same tour. For the first half of their tour, they're taking Claire Bowen from Nashville.
Oh, Scarlett.
Scarlett, yeah. It's going to be hard for her if she's trying to make it in the country world because everyone's going to be like, Scarlett.
Yeah, not they're going to call her Scarlett.
Yeah. And then Brandi Clark. And then for the second half of their tour, they're taking Frankie Ballard and Lindsay L.
Ooh.
Good for Lindsay. Rascal Flatts is going on tour. They're taking Dan and Shay and Carly Pierce. So,
see, I have a little situation with that tour.
It'll just be the same vibe.
I think that Dan and Shay and Rascal Flatts sound the exact same. So people are going to be like, who's singing? Dan? Rascal? Yep. Who knows?
Rascal. Well, they're probably going to hear Dan and Shay opening and be like, ooh, they're great. And then hear Rascal Flatts and be like, ooh, they
it's
missed
like
their time.
Dan and Shay, I mean, Rascal Flatts is like Dan and Shay in 10 years.
Yeah.
20 maybe.
Yeah. Speaking of Carly Pierce being on that Rascal Flatts tour, she's also going on tour with Blake Shelton. Blake Shelton's tour is called the Country Music Freaks. He's taking Carly, Trace Atkins, and Brett Eldridge.
That's a good tour. Stat.
I hope they come around. I don't think they're coming around here.
Yeah.
That'd just be fun. And I'm scared it might be his last tour.
Who's?
He keeps announcing or hinting at retirement. Blake.
He's a little young to be retiring, but.
I think he just wants to do The Voice, I feel like. I don't know.
I don't like that.
Dierks Bentley is taking Brothers Osborne and Lanco on tour this summer. Jason Aldean just announced a tour. He's taking Lauren Elena and Luke Combs. Thomas Rhett is taking Brett Young on all of his tour dates, but the opener is switching. So he's taking Carly Pierce as well on some. So she's on like 5 million tours. Russell Dickerson is going to be on some of the Thomas Rhett tour stops. Midland and Jillian Jacklin. I think the one me and Madison are going to, it's going to be Midland. Darius Rucker and Lady Antebellum are co-headlining a tour, and they're taking Russell
Dickerson.
That's going
to be all the good vibes.
Oh, my gosh. October 6th, be there, be square. People are going to hunt us down. They're going to know which one we're coming to. We're going to get stalked. It's our Dateline episode.
I wish we were famous enough to get stalked.
Another exciting one is Miranda Lambert and Little Big Town are co-headlining a tour. So I think that'll be.
Yeah. Everybody's doing really good at matching up, like.
Mm-hmm.
Vibes.
And then Keith Urban's taking Kelsey Ballerini.
She posted the sweetest picture of her when she was like standing in line to meet Keith Urban before she was anybody. And it's so cute. She was like, a billion years ago, I saw
what was
Keith Urban.
I don't know. It was a clever caption.
It was something about how it's funny how life turns out and she's going on tour with him now. She was a big fan of him.
Super sweet. Super, super sweet.
Yeah. So, artist of the week this week, our first of 2018, is Walker Hayes.
Woo-woo. Why did I just do that?
Very exciting. So, a little background. Walker is from Mobile, Alabama. And he,
Alabama.
I know, love
Roll
it.
Tide.
Roll Tide.
I don't know if he's a fan, but.
Probably not even, but we'll just pretend. So he was from Alabama. He met Lainey, who's his now wife, and they were like dating or whatever. And then got married. It's a little fuzzy. His before he was famous is a little fuzzy for me. But so then he had to like get his dad's approval and Lainey's dad's approval. And he was like, I'm just going to go to Nashville and be a star. And they were like, with my daughter.
Thought you were going
to
do real estate. Yeah.
Yeah. So he just like took a big leap of faith, came to Nashville in 2005. And now it's 2018 and we're seeing him. That's a long time.
Six kids later and one on the way.
Six kids. That's so many children. I can't even with that.
And he hinted at it. Eighth.
He didn't hint. He was flat out, I'm not having an odd number of children. So we're having another at least.
So he's 38 years old. Just now getting somewhat popular.
He looks 20, 25.
Not somewhat popular. He's popular. Yeah, but just getting like a start is what I meant. 38 years old, just getting a start.
His first album just came out, so we're hinting at.
And then he has six kids, and his wife's expecting a seventh.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Boom.
Jinx.
Oh my God.
That was weird. Yeah, so favorite songs on the album. Mine is called Beautiful. And goes like this. I like the intro.
The long one. Rode all the way down memory lane with 65 inch. Wonder how it feels to see the one that got away again. Hoping it might go down like that hometown unanswered prayer. My hero sang about on an old burn CD we share. That was it gets a really better as it goes.
Sorry about that. It's a cool song because it's, like, about his wife. And he's, like, apparently he, like, moved to Chapel Hill for a little bit and, like, found a new girlfriend. But he was, like, oh, BTW, I'm going to a wedding this weekend. And, like, my ex-girlfriend's going to be there. So I'm probably going to, like, get back with her. And it's, like, he saw Lainey and was, like, oh, you're so beautiful.
Where did you find this out?
I do my research.
Oh, wow.
So, it, like, worked out, and then he's like, why do you have to be so beautiful? It was the point of the song.
Oh, gotcha. That's super cute.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, so mine's about one of his children, one of his six.
How do you write one about just one?
He really could have made a whole album of just his kids.
Yes.
He'd have at least six songs.
I know, and then one about his wife could round it off.
Yep, there you go, seven songs. One about the one on the way. Oh, we can't wait to meet you. Like, there you go. Eight songs. Boom.
That's crazy. Boom.
Boom, boom.
We're saying that's boom the so album. Much because that's the name of the album. We didn't make that clear.
Okay, so anyways, this song's called Beckett. Anyways, it's just, I hate when we do these little previews because I feel like it doesn't give you the gist of what's going on. But it's just about his son and how his son's like carefree, young, thinks it's cool, like just thinks different things.
The beginning of the song is so cute. Yeah. It's the little Beckett and it's his recording. He's like, my name's Beckett and I'm 4.
Do you have it up?
Yeah, I'll pull it up. Okay. So cute. Ready? Aww.
Yeah, but the whole song's just about his son being cute and innocent and seeing the world, like, from a 4-year-old standpoint, and it's just cute. I like it.
But I'm
just upset that he only wrote it about one of his kids.
I bet his other kids are jealous.
They probably are.
I'd be jealous,
too.
But what I really like about Walker is that, like, all his songs are about stuff that's going on in his life right now. So it's, like, there's no question about, like, what the meaning is, because, like, you can just relate it back to his family and his life and everything right now.
True, true.
I just think that's cool. Different. Love it. My next standout song on the album is called Halloween. And it was like, Halloween. I feel like a liar because I said it's Walker Hayes and that was a girl singing the whole time. That girl is Nicole Galyon, who's also on the background vocals of Female by Keith Urban. Like she wrote the song. The best songwriter. Yeah, we love her.
Her Insta stories are life.
Yep. So that's who's singing the chorus. And then it's just like Walker, when he met his wife, all his mask came off and he was like being his true self. Which is cute.
I love that song.
Rest in peace. You think it's going to be like a stupid song because it's called Halloween, but it's like deep.
I really want it to be a single.
Yeah. Then Nicole could like blast off.
I know. I feel like it'd mess up her little life though. She likes her little.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah. But anyways, love
last
that.
Last song. What's it going to be?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, I think I've talked about this before, but here we go. Okay, well, you get the gist. Anyways, but it was one of the songs I was feeling one week anyway, so I won't go into too much detail and bore y'all again, because maybe you hate the song, maybe you don't care about it, but it was just about his experience. His family was really bad off in a bad spot, needed money, you know, and like some...
Craig,
someone they met at church, got them a car.
It's just a good song.
Yep, you should just listen. It's just
it'll bring you to tears. Yep. So don't listen without your Kleenex.
What?
A song can't bring me to tears very often, but that one just gets me.
Yep.
So sweet.
Alright, and this is his current single, You Broke Up With Me. I'm sure you've heard it. It's funny. So you think the song's about a girl and like, hey, you broke up with me. But remember, he only writes from personal experiences. So it's actually about the country music industry. And he just turned it into more of like a love breakup song.
So it was relatable.
Relatable, more catchy. But basically, when he first came to Nashville, things didn't go well. Country music industry kind of left him stranded.
Because he's so different. Like, I can see why he got told no so many
times. So this is like, oh, hey, look at me now. You broke up with
me.
Can't
have my good as gold. Like,
yep, can't have me back. Like, you want my success, but you're not getting it. Yeah. Yep.
It's number 12 on the charts this week.
So it's climbing.
Yeah. It's a good song. I love hearing it on the radio. It's like a pick-me-up.
Trendy. Mm-hmm. Not trendy. Trendy. Not a good word for a song, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Different.
So we're really big fans of Walker. We get to see him
and he's just cool, and he's like, I feel like for our generation more of a thing. Like, my mom isn't the biggest fan, but I think it's because our generation listens to like lots of different types of music. I mean, we mostly listen to country, but you know, people, a lot of people listen like rap, country, pop. A lot of people listen to rap, country, pop. So he's kind of a blend of a lot of different genres.
Very true. He's like a Sam Hunt. You not like him, but like same mixing genres.
mixing it up.
Yeah.
In Nashville.
Yep. And we're gonna see him.
He's opening for Kelsey
in April. My little sister's so funny. She said,
"That's me."
She said, "I am very excited to see Walker, But I feel like he's going to be a speed bump between me and Kelsey. Like,
so oh my gosh. Rude.
But I feel like she's going to see him and be obsessed with him. And then we're going to have to listen to his album for like weeks on end. It's fine.
Probably. He is going, shout out, he is going on a little tour.
The Good Is Gold tour.
Yep. So he's just a few cities, but look him up if he's coming by you. Mm-hmm. See him. Support him. Okay. Hey. He might have a meet and greet with all his family. Who knows? Oh, a lot Lord. Of hands to shake.
Let's rent a Greyhound bus.
Oh, okay, so do you want to do the songs you're feeling right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So my first song that I'm feeling right now is from Lanco's new album. They just released it this week. And I've really been working on myself. I've been listening to the new albums, and I've been listening to them in order. So, like,
this is a new 2018, new year, new you.
I learned how to listen to albums in order. So I listened to their album and I was trying to pick out my favorites, and this one stands out. It's called Pick You Up. And here, listen first, I'll tell you. So I like the song, I like the concept, I like it all. But my favorite part of it is, like, leading up to the chorus, it sounds like a basic country song, and then it's, like, smooth. You know, it's just, like, a little pick you up. But, like, it sounds like it's going to be basic and be, like, jamming chorus, mm-hmm. like, girl in my truck. But it's, like,
yeah.
smooth sailing. I don't know, I love it. It, like, played a trick on me, because I remember listening, and I was like, oh, goodness, here we go. It's going to be, like, every other song. Yeah, and it wasn't.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like their album, too. Yeah. Gives me good country vibes. Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree. That was my standout on their album, too, when I heard their album. Mm-hmm. Okay, mine is the new Dierks Bentley song. Yeah. The night that she gave this drifter's heart a home. So it's called Woman Amen. It's Dierks Bentley's newest single off his upcoming album. And he said it was just like a little thing, a little song for his wife.
Love it.
Thanking God for his wife. So
that's so sweet.
So sweet. It's just a good old Dierks. It sounds kind of like his older stuff to me.
Like Hold On or
mm-hmm.
What's the other one? Come on.
I'm blanking, but it sounds like his first couple albums to me. So he said his new album's gonna be more like that. So
that's what didn't Jason say that too? Mm-hmm.
So like
I love this.
Some throwback country. Yeah. Not even just some good old country.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going, I mean, it's fine, but I felt like everyone's going in the pop direction, so I'd like a few of them to kind of drift back.
Yeah.
It'd be nice. Nice change.
Mm-hmm. So I found this song when I was going on my Spotify trying to make a playlist, and they have, like, the little suggestions at the bottom, so I was just like, I'll give it a chance. Wasn't really feeling it, but found a good song, A Diamond in the Rough. So it's by Dylan Schneider, and it's called How Does It Sound? I like it because it's like every memory has a melody or whatever. It's like that kind of vibe. When you think about us, do you think about...
I like when someone mentions a George Strait or Tim McGraw. I know. There you go. Reminds me of the good old days.
I know.
Okay, well, my next song I'm feeling is really basic, but Madison told me I needed to pick.
Because it's so good, we could not talk about it.
I know, but I feel so basic.
Moving on, just play the song.
Here you go. If you don't know it, everyone knows it. I can still shut down a party. I can hang with anybody. I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne. scratch on the racks and I'm fine, I'm fine. When I taste tequila, baby, I still see ya. Cutting up the floor to sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were sky high in Colorado. Lips pressed against the bottle, slamming on a Bible, baby, I'd never leave it. I remember how bad I need ya. When I taste tequila. Sorry, I just couldn't stop. It's just, you gotta get all of it in there.
Feel good.
Song. But yeah, so that's the latest song from Dan and Shay. It's called Tequila, if you didn't catch that. It was co-written by Nicole Galyon, who was also on Walker Hayes' song, that Halloween that we just talked
and
about.
Female. So,
yep, and female.
So if you don't believe us when we say she's tearing it up, she's tearing it up. Like,
she's so good. She's everywhere. Yep. But yeah, this is their newest single.
I have a fun fact.
Oh, bring it on.
That's why I wanted you to do it, because I wanted to mention it.
Oh.
So I was listening to Dan and Shay, Dan Smyers, he did a Bobbycast, and his wife is singing background on that song.
Oh, wow.
So it's just like Keith and Nicole.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not at the same level, but I thought it was cool.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, great song. Everyone's obsessed with it.
I see why.
Everyone. I mean, I am too, just saying.
Yeah. I have no connections to it either, but it's just like,
sounds good. No connection.
I mean, I'm like jamming some tequila and I'm like, oh, I don't like this.
Oh, gosh. Oh, okay, well. Okay. News time.
Extra, breaking news. Extra, read all about it.
Oh, gosh. We've lost it.
You can go first. What you got?
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, mine's going to include another song.
Oh.
But, so, it's like news and a song, I guess. Best, you get double.
Best
double
of
the
both
fun.
Worlds.
Yep. Anyways, Jason Aldean's back in action.
God bless.
So, after his year last year is a little rough, because, you know, he was singing when the... What? He was singing when the shooting happened in Las Vegas. So he was on a little bad patch, just having a rough time emotionally. But he's back. He's going to make 2018 a great year, because he just announced that he's going on tour. And he's, like I said, he's taking Lauren Elena and
Luke Combs.
His tour starts May 10th. And he has a new album coming out called Rearview Town on April 13th. And as of today, he has a new single from the upcoming album. It's called You Make It Easy. Oh, yes.
His voice sounds so good on that.
School. Yes, and like the background music is kind of like throwbacky to me. Yeah. Not talking like throwback to his first album. Like, there's like an old school vibe to it, and his voice sounds really
good.
Feels
like there's no frills. Like, there's no like weird stuff going on. You can just hear him. It's good.
I don't know. You know how in Blue Ain't Your Color by Keith Urban, it's kind of like weird. This isn't
like
the same.
Vintage.
That's the word. I feel like this sounds kind of vintage-y too. But anyways, he's back. Happy.
So happy to
for
have
him. Got a new baby.
Life is good.
Mm. Life is great.
I love it.
So is it April 13th yet?
We'll make it. Speaking of the Las Vegas shooting, Brothers Osborne, Maren Morris, and Eric Church are performing at the Grammys, and they're doing a tribute to the victims of the Las Vegas shooting of the Route 91 festival. And they're also, like, it's not only for that, they're also honoring the people who were hurt in the Ariana Grande concert that happened in Manchester, England. And I think it's going to be really good. And there was a little interview with the TJ from Brothers Osborne, and he said he was, like, really nervous initially to be performing at the Grammys, because, like, there's people from all genres, so it's, like, a little more nerve-wracking than just, like, the CMAs or something. But he was, like, the emotion is going to take away from, like, the nerves, the jitters, whatever. So I'm excited to see it. gonna bring my tissues for that too.
Are you going to the Grammys?
To my living room.
All right, so I have an interesting bit of news. Reba McEntire is going to be the first woman to play Colonel Sanders in the KFC ads, commercials, etc. Quote, end quote. She said, KFC has been a part of my life forever, end quote.
What?
I can't, I wish I could somehow show y'all a picture of her dressed up, but.
That's so strange to me. I mean, congratulations,
She's
I guess.
She's the first woman.
I don't know how to react. That's so random. Like, how are we like, oh, who should we make the next Colonel Sanders? How about Reba?
Reba McEntire.
Who thought that up? It's fine. Congrats,
I don't know.
Reba.
Kelsey Ballerini's excited about it. She tweeted it.
She said, but, how could I love, didn't think I could love Reba anymore until right now. Like,
yep. So that's your tidbit of news for the day.
Fun fact.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, you'll be seeing her on your TV screen soon.
Cool. So, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, and Ed Sheeran are in a little bit of a tizzy. They all got sued over the song The Rest of Our Life. The problem is that they're accused of blatantly copying a song that was written by Sean Carey and Bo Golden, and it's performed by Jasmine Ray. So the song that they're apparently copying is called When I Found You, and their song
You said
called...
apparently copying.
Okay, well, they I'm are. Just trying to be, like, yep. politically yep. correct for everyone. Yep.
Good journalist. I'm calling it out, though.
Wow. So we're going to play the songs back-to-back, see what y'all think.
Which one do you want to play first? Oh, wait, y'all won't be able to tell which is which, so...
Wow, Matthew's on the attack.
Should we play the two... I'm sorry.
Which one do you want first?
I guess it doesn't matter.
Okay, I'm gonna play Tim and Faith's song, The Rest of Our Life. That's
sitting with you in a dark. Okay, so here's Jasmine Ray. When I Found You is what it's called, mm-hmm. which was out before Tim and Faith.
Hence the suing. That sounds the exact same.
And they're both long intros.
That's so weird. I haven't heard them back to back until right now. Today
I held. Oh my God! You need to pull that back up. I mean. This is unreal.
Hang on, pause yours. You can't even like deny this.
They're going to jail. Not jail.
Wow.
Oh my God, no. That sounds like the Faith Hill part.
This is insane. We haven't done our research because we're just now realizing right now. I was like, oh,
live reactions. NBD, that's called stealing.
Blatantly copying is what the report says.
There's no way you can even say
it
that.
It's a little fishy because Ed Sheeran was touring in Australia where Jasmine Ray was. So, like, he could have, like,
there's
heard
more
her.
To the story. Oh.
Yeah. Apparently, the people at Sony Music knew that it was really similar and didn't do anything about it until it was already out.
So how is this not a bigger deal?
I don't know.
They are getting sued. Like, they're going to have to.
But it's not like they don't have money.
I mean, yeah, but they might lose one of their homes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but
I think it's sued a lot. This is copying.
It's really bad.
Ed Sheeran just wanted another sweet love song. Sorry, maybe you should have.
So he wrote it. That's why he's getting sued. And then Tim and Faith are the artists on it. So that's why they're involved.
Well, they might not have known.
I don't know.
They
but
don't
the
know
people
every
at the
single.
Sony Music knew. So that's a problem.
That's shady.
I know it's shady all around. And the problem.
It's not even that great of a song. Sorry. Oh. And what is it? Isn't this their current single?
Yeah.
They need to pull this from the radio.
It's not. It's on the charts right now.
Yeah. They need to be like, we're pulling this off the radio because there's a problem.
I agree. I don't know. But my problem with this is that it was fans. It was a fan that, like, thought that this song sounded similar. And I do that all the time. We do that all the time. We're like, oh, this sounds like this.
Yeah, but
I don't want to get anyone in trouble. I can't do it anymore. We'll stop doing it.
But whenever we do it, it's just like there's something similar about it.
That's the same song.
Those intros are the same. And then I don't know music like that, but like, you know, their pitch and like tone and everything when they sing the first part.
You're acting like you know the music.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yes. They're like, voices sound the same. Yes. And then she goes into the Faith Hill part and it's out.
Shady. We shouldn't have even said, like, this one, this is that one. Because they sounded the same. You wouldn't have
been able to tell. Y'all would have thought we were playing the same song.
I'm in awe.
Wow.
Tisk, tisk.
So we've had excitement with Jason Aldean. We've had
loss and mourning with the tributes.
We've had interesting, weird, funny with Reba.
And now a scandal.
A scandal.
It is.
I know. Well,
it's been a good week in national news. Well, we're doing good on reporting on it.
Well, let's end with something that happened. That's just like
we both have good vibes stuff.
Good vibes. I'm just like so upset I don't live in Nashville because
we were literally like
I wanted to cry in my bed watching the Instagram.
I was like, life is just not fair that I live in Virginia.
We haven't even introduced people. Probably think we're psycho. Dierks Bentley's Bar, Whiskey Row, opened its location in Nashville.
And Bobby Bones had his $1 million show. So you go ahead and talk
okay,
about
okay,
this.
Okay, okay, so Dierks Bentley opened his bar like a week or so ago. It was a star party. Like, there was regular folk. There was regular folks there, but since when?
Why couldn't I have been there?
But because we don't live.
Go ahead and talk about who was there. Go ahead.
Thomas Rhett was there. Lauren Elena, Maren Morris, Ryan Hurd, Bobby Bones, John Party.
Dierks was there. It was his bar.
I'm just saying, like, I can't believe that slipped my mind. And I think there's a few others.
Lanko was there. Brothers Osborne was there.
Yep.
Everyone was there. Except me. And you.
Like, what?
And they were
performing. Yes. Sorry, we missed that part. So Dierks Bentley was playing a couple songs. It was before he announced his album, but he was playing some of his new songs.
He played
some
Woman, old Amen. Stuff.
Yep. Played that. It was before it was announced. Yeah. Anyways, Thomas Rhett sang. Everyone was doing throwbacks except Dierks. Everyone was doing throwback. Thomas Rhett saying, "That's not my truck." That ain't my truck. I'm a bad reporter. That ain't my truck. Which is Rhett Atkins' song, his dad, that was in the 90s. It was just like so cute. And then, like, then he would sing his dad's song. His dad was probably like, "Oh, that's so sweet." Like, And then Lauren Elena sang Shania. Can't remember what song, but it was Shania. Yep. And then Maren Morris sang Strawberry Wine. Ryan Hurd sang Kenny Chesney's song, She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy. And then a bunch of them, Dierks, Bobby Bones, John Party sang Meet in the Middle. And it was just one Instagram story after the next, after the next, after the next. And I wanted to.
It was enough to send me into depression. Like,
I know, you stopped talking and went to bed.
I was like, I can't even anymore. Like, I'm just really upset. Because that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Yeah.
And we
were. I bet the people that were going didn't even know. They probably were just like, oh, grand opening.
I'm
going
to have a panic attack rethinking about this. Why couldn't I think?
I don't know. It's just so cool. Nashville is.
Nashville's
and like Kelsey Ballerine was singing the other night at the listening room, just popped in. And she was like, oh, I love to just be able to love Nashville, can sing whenever. And then Keith Urban had his little announcement for his tour and had a little event at some random bar place.
Carly Pierce was singing at the Tin Roof the other night. I just need to start saving up to move.
Yep.
Okay. Now let's talk about the $1 million show. This is a sweet thing because, like, Bobby Bones puts together this show. to benefit St. Jude, which is awesome. It's a great cause. The lineup was incredible also.
Are you about to cry?
I'm just really upset still, but it's fine. Keith Urban, Darius Rucker, Dan and Shay, Maren Morris, Luke Combs, and Nikita Carmen, all at the Ryman, putting on a show. I'm sure they raised a lot of money. It's awesome. I just wish I could have been there.
Maren Morris sang My Church.
I would die. In the mother church.
I would die to see that.
I know. Die.
If you That's die, my you last wish.
Like, are you like hiding something?
No, I'm just saying, like, if I was on my deathbed, I'd be like, get Maren Morris, tell her I'm dying, take me to the Ryman, and tell her to sing for me. Oh wait, she doesn't follow me on Twitter.
Oh gosh,
you'd be like that person I blocked on Twitter. Oh, anyways, okay,
that's all we have to say. We can't do any more about that.
I'm just feeling anxious again.
I know. It's like, what is it? Fear of missing out, that thing. People are like,
FOMO.
Yeah, people say that all the time. I never knew, like, what it felt like until the other night.
Now we do.
It's fine. Let's do a game to cheer us up. Are you ready?
That last one was supposed to be, like, good, and we took it down.
Sorry. We're just being real. I put together some Would You Rather questions for Matthew.
I have no idea where this is going.
They're just random would you rather questions to see what your opinion is on like country.
Am I on a time or anything?
No, you just have to answer. Okay. Have you ever played Would You Rather?
No, it's actually really simple. No.
I just give you two options and you pick which one you like and you tell me why.
I have no idea what it's going to be about.
Okay, would you rather get drunk on a plane with Dierks Bentley or go day drinking with Little Big Town? Isn't it cute? I said, isn't it cute?
Oh, it's cute. Yeah, I'm thinking about what?
Maybe I should put a timer on you.
I feel like... I think I would need to go with Dierks Bentley.
Getting drunk on a plane?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think...
Why?
I just think I would get annoyed with Little Big Town after a while. I do love them, but Kimberly's too nice for me, and Karen's too trendy for me, and Philip doesn't seem like there's much going on in his life, in his brain. And then Philip seems nice, but I just don't think that I would mesh with them. That's but Dierks Bentley just seems like fun, good, like, get along with anyone.
You're right. Okay. Would you rather work out with Carrie Underwood or do a dog rescue event with Miranda Lambert?
I'd have to go rescue dogs with Miranda.
Yeah, I love that. Because
Miranda
she does
over
that.
Carrie. Sorry. I just love Miranda. And I still think she needs a hug.
Wow. Would you rather, well, this kind of seems obvious now, but would you rather perform at the Opry or the Ryman?
Oh, the Ryman.
Yeah.
The Opry's just kind of plain.
I don't like that ordinary. It's like really like.
Fancy?
No, the Opry is not Dull. Fancy. That's my problem. It's like really like touristy. It's like too touristy for me. Yeah. The Ryman feels more genuine. Like,
yeah.
And it's actually but in no one downtown. Goes to it.
Yeah.
I didn't like that we had to go out of the way to go to the Opry. Whatever.
And it's by the mall.
That's what I commercialized. Yeah. That's what I meant. It feels like an attraction, not like a real. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I got you.
It's not my questions.
would you rather?
I always do that. I need to control myself. Okay. Would you rather perform the national anthem? Not that you even could. But it's
what? Like, I know the national anthem.
But you're a bad singer is what I was getting at. Mm-hmm. Would you rather perform at a Titans football game or a Preds hockey game?
Preds hockey game.
Keep in mind, you'd have to like skate out on the ice.
They can... Leslie Knope got a carpet laid out for her or something when she went to a hockey rink thing in Parks and Rec. So I think they can roll out the red carpet for me. I don't have to skate out there. Thank you very much.
Would you rather host the CMAs with Brad Paisley or Carrie Underwood?
Mesh well better? Oh my God. I couldn't even stand to be up there with Brad Paisley. I'm sorry. He's so dumb.
You're being so rude right now.
Carrie Underwood is much better. So it's like Miranda is better than Carrie, but Carrie's better than Brad. So I'm just with Carrie.
They're all probably like, who is this guy? Who does he think he is?
They're not going to listen. I would host with Carrie.
Okay, good. Would you rather drink champagne with Lindsay L or tequila with Dan and Shay? Don't worry about the drinks, but it's like,
who would you rather hang out with? I understand. Okay. I got where you're going.
I'm trying to be like...
Lindsay L. She's just cool.
Yeah.
And then she could get me connections because she knows Amy from the Bobby Bones show and Bobby and all that. All those people. So
all those people.
I don't know. Dan and Shay wouldn't do it for me. I just feel like, cool.
Okay. Would you rather hang out on...
But I don't... I would rather have the tequila than the champagne, I think. Not that I know, but...
Not that I know.
Tequila's in a margarita and that's good, but... Right?
I'm not 21.
You know what's in a drink.
Sure.
Okay, but champagne, I've heard, is gross.
Okay, great. That question lasted 10 minutes for no reason. Would you rather...
Okay, I could just be boring. Lindsay, yo.
Would you rather chill on a red dirt road with Brooks and Dunn or on the night train with Jason Aldean?
Both.
It's a would you rather.
Madison Allen, that's not a fair question.
It's the one you got, so like roll with it.
I don't know, because I don't want to hang out with Brooks and Dunn, but that's my favorite song of all time is Red Dirt Road. But I, well, but I love Jason Aldean.
I don't know.
Okay.
That's fine.
I guess I'd go on the night train.
Yeah, I figured you'd reason that. Last one. Why are you so stressed? Would you rather do karaoke with Maren Morris or Kelsey Ballerini?
I don't think I would know the songs that Maren Morris was singing, so I'd have to go with Kelsey Ballerini. No, like, Maren Morris would be singing, like, trendy, like, pop songs and, like, oldies. Not oldie, but old stuff. She's got different vibes than me. Kelsey would sing, we'd mesh with things that we were. And she'd just be nice. I'm afraid Mary might be a little mean. No, she's nice, but like, we just wouldn't get, I don't think we would get along as well.
I got you.
We don't have the same taste in life.
That's true. That's all I've got for you.
Just sweet.
I didn't think it was going to be so stressful, but apparently it set you over the edge.
That was a cute game.
I know. I mean, I put a lot of thought into it. So, whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, very cute. You could have done some more, you know. Like, there's more that...
Wow.
I mean, I like this game. I want
to
keep
going. I was trying to keep some options open in case you ever want to...
Oh, yeah.
I'm always thinking of you, thinking of the future, and you're like, well, you could have done better. Okay. That's all we have.
Would I rather be beaching with Jake Owen or
Matthew? I know.
What's the one with Dirk Bentley? Somewhere on a beach with Dirk Bentley, or I was just thinking of other ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Would I like to be doing? Oh God, not do it. Would I like to be learning? I don't know. You could have done like. Every little thing with
Carly Pearce. Russell Dickerson.
Yeah,
I know.
But I don't know how to word that.
I almost did that one and it would have been too hard.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking. Never mind. No,
what?
Just, I'm done. I'm done.
It's been a day.
We've been on a roller coaster in this podcast. Yes. Okay. So I think that's all we got.
That's it for this week.
Good Lord. We've been through it.
I know. We've been through a lot.
Oh, your shirt.
You're wearing a shirt too, a Nashville
shirt.
Okay,
yeah, but Madison got her new
I got my January shirt
from Project 615 membership. It's a Nashville Speedway, Music City, USA.
Boom. Well, I just never felt a better feeling than like not expecting a package, and then a package comes, and I get a new shirt.
It's like a bark box. You know how people order...
Am I a dog?
No, but you know how people get a bark box for their dog?
Yeah.
This is like a human bark box.
I'm really excited, too.
I should be, like, one of their PR people. Because then you could do it could be, like, a little ad commercial. It could be, like, the dog. You didn't get what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay.
I'm just really excited. I love this shirt. I love Project 615.
Me, too.
I'm waiting for them to offer me a job. I just want to be one of the, you know how people
can
get
you
to,
just be a paid spokesperson?
Yeah, people ad do that.
Campaign on your Twitter.
I mean, I already post Insta. Enough. Like,
you know your Insta. Yeah. I follow this one girl that no, like I know her, and she does at little ads. It's like hashtag ad. She doesn't even have that many followers.
I mean, I Project have some loyal 5.
Shout out.
Please take me.
$5.
I don't even want money. Like, yeah. Give me a 10% off coupon. I don't care.
Yeah, coupon. Yeah.
I'm just a big
Give me a discount
Matthew's
so I can
wearing
get
his
them.
Love over hate sweatshirt.
From the shop floor. Yeah, it's really comfy. Mm-hmm. I like the color because it's not like...
Some charcoal gray will go with
it. You know, I've never had this color gray before. It's usually like black.
Or like gray.
I don't know.
Switching it up because Matthew wears black or gray. So a new shade.
You know.
We should probably hang up.
Hang up? Oh my God.
Matthew doesn't talk to me.
I'm sorry. I can't come to the phone right now. Okay.
Thanks for listening. All right.
Bye.
Follow
us. Insta, Twitter, both at the 615 podcast.
Like us on there.
Subscribe. Yeah.
Let us know what you're liking.
Hope they like this. Yep.
All right.
Bye.